Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." My theme for reflection is radical hospitality, embracing God's vision of community. Radical hospitality, embracing God's vision for community. In Luke 14, 12 to 14, Jesus challenges us to rethink the way we view hospitality, relationships, and our responsibilities towards others. He tells a parable about a banquet, urging us to invite not just our friends or those who can repay us, but the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, those who are often overlooked and marginalized. This teaching cuts against the grain of social norms, both in Jesus' time and in ours, where invitations are often extended with the expectation of something in return. Jesus is inviting us to imagine a community where connections are made not out of obligation or the hope of reciprocity, but out of genuine love and compassion. This kind of hospitality reflects the heart of God's kingdom, where the usual social hierarchies are turned upside down. In God's economy, those who are often seen as the least are given places of honor, and those who humble themselves are lifted up. This radical hospitality is not just about being polite or kind. It is a powerful statement about how we value others. It is about seeing people as God sees them, recognizing their worth not based on what they can offer us, but on their inherent dignity as beloved children of God. When we open our tables and our lives to those who are different from us or who are in need, we participate in the breaking down of barriers and the creation of a community that reflects God's love. My dear friends, in our world today where social divisions and inequalities are stark, Jesus' call to radical hospitality is both timely and transformative. We are often tempted to surround ourselves with those who are like us, people who share our interests, status, or beliefs. But Jesus challenges us to reach beyond these comfortable circles, to embrace those who are different, those who may not be able to offer anything in return. This kind of hospitality reflects God's grace, which is freely given and not earned. In a society that often values people based on their wealth, status, or influence, Jesus' teaching reminds us that true greatness is found in humility and service. When we invite the marginalized to our tables, whether literally or metaphorically, we embody the inclusive love of God and help to build a community where everyone is valued and no one is excluded. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the people in my life or community that I might be overlooking or avoiding, and how can I extend radical hospitality to them? Number two, in what ways can I challenge the social norms of reciprocity and exclusivity, and instead cultivate relationships that reflect God's unconditional love? Gracious God, open our hearts to your vision of radical hospitality. Help us to see others as you see them and to extend your love to those who are often overlooked or marginalized. Give us the courage to step out of our comfort zones, to build connections not based on what we can receive, but on what we can give. May our lives reflect the inclusive love of your kingdom, where all are welcomed and valued. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.